Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus. About 12 years ago, with creation of the Tobacco Settlement Fund, state leaders here dedicated 50% of that settlement for investment in ag infrastructure to bolster ag economic development as tobacco revenues began their decline. For the first time, state ag leaders had not only the vision, but the juice to move long-range ag planning forward.
Former Farm Bureau President Sam Moore said many times, Kentucky agriculture has always had a lot of really good ideas, but until the Ag Development Fund came along, we just didn't have the funding to help support those good ideas. Now, over the last 12 years, we've had that, and I think the truths are self-evident that the Ag Development Fund and the investments for the Ag Development Fund has truly made a difference in Kentucky agriculture.
The State Conference of the Governor's Office of Ag Policy, GOAP, which administers Ag Development Board decisions, is set for tomorrow in Bowling Green. Executive Director Roger Thomas says board decisions impact all of us.
I would make the point that every Kentuckian has a stake in what we do because investments from the Kentucky Ag Development Fund and the Ag Finance Corporation activities affects all of Kentucky. So we're expecting we'll have local officials, county council members, we'll have program administrators from around the state, extension agents who are partners in this whole process, and others.
We'll be right back.
Hello, son. I'm Dean Rubin from college. Here to invite you to join us this fall.
Me?
You've always wanted to go to college, correct?
Yeah.
Well, here's that invitation you've been waiting for.
Joey! Out of bed!
Wake up! You can't dream your way into college. There are actual steps you need to take. For all the steps, visit knowhowtogo.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
I mentioned to GOAP's Roger Thomas a story we aired a few days ago on the success of Jim Mansfield, who's built an agribusiness retailing lamb. He got help from processor-distributor Marksberry Farm Foods. They both got business support and advice from K-Card. As a result, Mansfield has recruited 20 other farmers to be a part of his business. And in some form or fashion, that all started with Ag Development seed money.
Kentucky Ag Development Funds provide funding for K-Card. They have provided some funds for Four Hills Farm, Jim Mansfield, and that business. They have provided funds for Marksberry Farm Foods and that business. And certainly one of our signature investments has been the Kentucky Proud Program. So you couple it from the very beginning to the consumer, and the Kentucky Ag Development Fund has had a fingerprint on all of that.
GOAP's Roger Thomas. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus from the Farm Bureau Radio Network.